Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're in Perek Yudal for the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin. So after having established that, as I'd like to call it, a motion to dismiss will be filed if you lack one of two criterion, right? Either the assured identity of, as was pointed out to me, you know, the man in the dock, thank you, Ellie. And in addition to that, a hasra. So the next halacha defines what hasra is. So basically, there are two issues which are at play in the Rambam, one of which really captivated the bulk of the attention of the Nosei Kelim, of the Radvaz and the Kesef Mishnah, elsewhere the Magid Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah weighs in on this topic, where the Rambam seems to paskin like the Rabbanan against Rabbi Yossi, that the whole point of hasra is lahavchin bein shogeg lemezid. But what's strange about that is if that's the, you know, the rationale, so which is like the rationale that's associated with Rabbi Yossi and the Gemara, he's paskening like the Rabbanan, the Rambam is, that even a Talmud Chacham requires Hasra, but the rationale is a strange one because a Talmud Chacham should know what's right and what's wrong. So you'll see the different answers that they came up with. The second issue, which actually interests me a little bit more, maybe as a tributary of the issue, is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether the Hasra has to include which Misas Bezdin, Skilas Reifa Harigan Chanek, the person is Matir Atzmo. So let's take a look at the text of the Rambam. And I think that these two halachos go together based on the idea that the Rambam is trying to convey. So Echad Talmid Chacham v'Echad Amaretz, the Rambam leads with Talmid Chacham because that's the, you know, the chiddush here. Echad Talmid Chacham v'Echad Amaretz, Sarech Hasra, Shalom Nidah Hasra, L'Havchin Bin Shogi L'Mezid, Shema Shogi Gaya, V'Ketzen Ma'asrin Bo. So what do you have to say? Omer Lo Pro, Sho'al Ta'aseh Shezo Aveirahi, V'Chaye V'Atal L'Misas Bezin O'Malkos, Impirish Pater, V'Cheni M'Shasak, O'Hir Kin V'Rosho Pater, V'afilu Amar Yodea Ani Pater, Achiyatir Atzma Lemisa, V'yomer Almanas Kein Aniosas. Right, a very high bar. Person has to know that he is making himself liable for death, and he says, I'm doing it, you know, Almanas Kein, like for this reason. V'achar Kachi Harik. V'tzerech Shiavar Yasatechav Lasra B'sol Kedei Dibor. Right, if he waits a few seconds, Avalach Kedei Dibor, Tzerech Hasra Acheres. So V'en Shehisra Bo Echad Min Eidim, V'en Shehisra Bo Acher Bifne Eidim, Avilu Isha O Eved, Avilu Shema Kol Amasra, V'lo Ro, Avilu Hisra Be'atzmo. That's a big question. The Gemara, what does that mean? Hisra Batzmo. Some people think it's the Harug, or the Rambam obviously thinks it's the violator himself, Harezanera, because the whole point is Lahavchin bin Shogeg Lemezid. So that's of a piece. So the point, you know, that the Lecha Mishnah and the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah actually quotes the Magid Mishnah, everybody comes to is, oh, what the Rambam must have meant in terms of Talmud Chacham and still Lahavchin bin Shogeg Lemezid is not that the Talmud Chacham wouldn't know the din, but maybe he wouldn't know that it was Shabbos today. He knows you can't do this on Shabbos, but maybe he doesn't know it's Shabbos. Or he knows that you can't eat Chalev, that's an Isser Karis, but who knows? Maybe he thinks this is Shuman. So that's the havchana that we're talking about. Okay, so that seems like a reasonable suggestion. But what about the second issue of, you know, like, why did the Rambam, you know, wasn't he choshesh for the idea that, like, we should really have assurances, just like it has to be? So it seems strange or incongruous. Or, you know, it has to be toch kedei dibur, and it has to be the almanas ken aniosa. So we have to be absolutely sure. And maybe the person wouldn't do it if he realized it was an iser skila and not an iser chenek or an iser hereg or even an iser srefa, which is, you know, almost in the same category of skila. So apparently what the Rambam maintained, l'havchin bin shogeg l'mezid, was a kula and a chumra. It was a massive chumra in the sense of toch kedei dibur, and it's a chumra in terms of, you know, even a Talmud Chacham might not realize that it's Shabbos. But it's also kula in the sense of once we establish that this person is willing to commit a particular aveira, even to the point of being matir atzmo lemisa, so that's sufficient for us. Because to say that, okay, the person might not have done it if he didn't, had known that it was Nisr Skila. So at that point, what we're talking about is something else, you know, which is completely different. You know that he's doing it b'mezid, he's doing it with absolute intent to violate the Torah, and even at the pain of an Isr Misa. But whether or not we really care, you know, as far as... And so, again, for the same of the Rambam, you know, the Havchim bin Shogi l'mezid, so that, like we say, is also a kula, because once you cross the threshold into, you know, the person is Matra Atzma Lemisa, even if it's the man himself saying that he knows it's an Isser Misa, so that is going to be perfectly sufficient for our purposes. What we don't need is to distinguish between Skilas Reifa Herig and Chenek in that regard, because the person is absolutely doing this on purpose and absolutely doing it with the full knowledge that he's, in so doing, sacrificing his life. So again, L'Havchin Min Shogeg L'Mezid is a Chumra. You know, we're going to be applied even to a Talmud Chacham. We're going to apply it even to Master Ba'atzmo, even to Chidei Dibor, but it's also a Kula with respect to the differentiation of Misos Bezdin.